Now to Yemen, where Ansarullah fighters and their allied army units have made fresh gains against Saudi forces. Yemeni troops backed by popular forces took over two Saudi bases in the Jizan region. They also seized three Saudi tanks and destroyed four others in retaliatory attacks in the same region. Riyadh has confirmed a Saudi soldier was killed in a rocket attack in the border city of Jizan. Yemeni forces have been pounding Saudi positions since the kingdom launched its deadly offensive in late March. Crossing over to Sana'a, joined by activist and political commentator, Mr. Hossein Al-Bakhati. Thank you so much for being with us. So while we've seen a couple of days that it appears the Ansarullah fighters and the Yemeni army has actually struck back with a deadly blow against the Saudi forces, what do you attribute their success, especially the last couple of days when several Saudi tanks have even been destroyed?
We know that the Yemeni people and Yemeni army are well trained to fight in terrains or territories like the Saudi border, where you have mountains and hills. So they have actually defeated the Saudi army in 2009 when they were fighting Ansarullah the Houthi. And as well, at this time, the entire Saudi border north of Sa'da and Hajja is under the control of Yemeni army and Ansarullah the Houthi popular committees. And we've seen that in the last 4 to 5 days that Ansarullah and Yemeni army has reached the outskirts of Najran. And as well in Jizan, they are going deeper into that province. And I think they will reach Jizan city itself within a matter of days, if not weeks. This is just to show that the Saudi are not away from what's happening in Yemen, because we know that they have what they have done in Syria, and they are far from Syria. They're not getting hurt for all the crime they've done in Syria. But in Yemen, we have a border with the Saudi Arabia. So whenever the situation gets worse in Yemen, you will see that this fire will reach the Saudi territory as well.
Do you think that the Saudis basically miscalculated when they went in and flew over Yemen the first time and started launching these attacks back on March 26th? Or are things exactly how they wanted to be, basically in disarray?
And I don't think the Saudi can in any way like stop this attack. They're going to continue to bomb Yemen and bomb all of the infrastructure in Yemen. But at the border is the popular committee and Yemeni army that have the upper hand. And what the Saudi are good at is just in giving cover for Al-Qaeda in Yemen. And as we hear today that, for example, in Aden, Al-Qaeda has controlled the Dar Sa'd district and some areas of Sheikh Uthman in Aden. And as well, they have controlled At-Tawahi port of Aden. So this shows you that what the Saudis is doing in Yemen, they just bring in Al-Qaeda and foreign fighter and they're giving them kafirs. And that's the only thing that they are good at, is causing trouble to any country that interfere, just the same they did like Syria. And just in the last 3 to 4 days, they have killed 70 people, mainly women and children, in one airstrike in Taiz. And as well, in another airstrike in Amran, they have killed 14 teachers and two kids. Those teachers were meeting in a trade union building, education trade union, to set the step for the final exam of schools in Amran. And the Saudi, I think they're not going to stop their behavior in Yemen unless the Yemeni army and the popular committee will hurt the Saudi deep inside their country.
Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Hossein Al-Bakhati, activist and political commentator out of Sana'a.